Episode 5, Alfa Romeo Racing completes F1 Shakedown, Apex debuts new concept car, YouTube channels you should check out, and our poster giveaway. Welcome to the In the News Podcast, a daily podcast about the latest in the automotive news. I'm Mario Gear, your host. For this episode of In the News from GearVlogs.com, do you want to be a part of the episode? Call into the podcast hotline and leave us a voicemail message at 805-419-5129. Sit back, relax, and crack open the cold one if you got them. Today's episode, Alfa Romeo Racing completes F1 Shakedown, Apex debuts the AP-0 concept, YouTube channels you should be checking out, and our poster giveaway. Let's get into the news. Up first, we have here Alfa Romeo's Racing Orlean C39 complete shakedown in livery designed by Centro Stalle Alfa Romeo. On February 14th, the Alfa Romeo Racing team came to test tracks in Florano to see the 2020 Formula One car in action for the first time. The team's 2020 contender, the new C39 driven by Kimi, I'm not going to butcher his name, sported a black and dark gray snakeskin livery as it competes in its first successful outing during the shakedown at the track. The C39 snaked around the circuit for 33 laps, with Kimi displaying increasing confidence with every lap completed. A positive first session on track, worked ahead of the 2020 season. In designing this livery, took its inspiration from one of the brand's dominant icons, the Hedrick Bisclone. The snakeskin pattern camouflages the car's appearance, disguising it until the official launch on the 19th of February in Barcelona. The car was also adorned with a heart-shaped Alfa Romeo logo, a homage to St. Valentine's, while the top of the monocoque also displayed a tribute to the Sauber Group employees and their work creating the 2020 car. On the 19th of February, the new official 2020 livery will be unveiled in Barcelona. Not bad. On to our next story. Global debut landmark for Apex AP-0 concept EV sports car. Apex has taken the covers off of its groundbreaking AP-0 concept EV sports car at its global launch event in London, UK. A global manufacturer, Apex brings together the finest designers and engineers to craft a fully electronic, lightweight sports car with a creative team led by renowned UK designer Guy Coldenburn. Race-inspired and road-legal, the AP-0 advanced lightweight construction, cutting-edge aerodynamics, and feed-up driving position combined to deliver an unrivaled driving experience. LiDAR-powered ADAS systems allows the AP-0 to more accurately identify potential hazards. up to 320 miles or 515 kilometer range, and ultra-fast charging capabilities for a race-inspired and road-legal AP-0. Production starts in Q4 of 2022 with prices starting from £150,000 plus local taxes. If you want to read more about the article, head on over to gearvlogs.com, and links to this particular article will be in the description box down below. Also remember to subscribe to our all of our social media platforms to stay updated on our latest happenings and whatnot. Now we're going to move on over to YouTuber shoutouts. First up that we're going to have is VTuned Garage. I've been following VTuned for a while. Actually, I was following him before I got turned on to Goon Squad. But VTuned has some interesting projects. Currently has a series right now where he's working on a 65 or 66 Mustang that he's basically cut up and he's widening, because he has a 2017 Mustang GT that he is getting donor parts from. He's basically the drivetrain, powertrain, and he's going to be building a custom chassis frame for the 66 Mustang to fit it all together, including utilizing the wider dash from the 2017 Mustang GT into this car. So he's already got like at least 5 to 6 videos into it, so it's a good series to check out. Links to his channel will be in the video description, but definitely worth a check out. I enjoy his content, and if you leave him a comment on his video, on one of his videos, be sure to tell him that you heard about him from me here at gearvlogs.com. Next up we have is Chris from B is for Build. Currently what he's doing is he's also taking a 2015 Mustang GT and reskinning it with brand new sheet metal from I believe it's Dynacore, to build like a 66 or 67, 68 Mustang Fastback, and a lot of fabricating. So it should be an interesting project how hopefully this turns out. I don't know if Chris has said if this is going to be his new entry for SEMA, for his build for SEMA this year or not, but I would like to see it if he... Well, that's even if SEMA happens this year because of world events. But if SEMA does go forward, I would love to see this car there and check it out personally. Slowly working on footage from the last SEMA show. So probably come when November comes around closer, I'll probably have videos ready to release for those aspects. Just ran into some technical difficulties and waiting on getting some of the footage recovered. So it's just a waiting game right now. And next channel I want to give a shout out to is Sinclair Photos. He has a little bit of a mix of everything. He's based out of Texas, so it's a different aspect of, he's covering out the car coverage scene out in Texas. So definitely want to give him a follow. Good old boy. And I have a feeling that the way the, like I said, work current conditions, I think all of us YouTube automotive YouTube channels are going to have to coexist and collaborate more for content as we get less and less access to car events being canceled or postponed due to regulations, government rules, and whatnot. And lastly, the other one to talk about, our annual poster giveaway. For one lucky winner, I'll be having a drawing for this poster. I have a poster right here that ready to mail off. But for you to enter, all you need to do is subscribe to my newsletter at gearvlogs.com. Just go on over to the contacts page and fill out the information. Click off a few boxes, real simple. And they'll tell the system, let me know that you've entered and I have a way of contacting you. And then, so the system can be a fair drawing, I need you to leave a comment on this video stating poster giveaway. That's going to be the keyword that I'm going to be using, searching for, using the TubeBuddy pick a winner tool that's built into the browser extension of TubeBuddy to pick a comment, basically. And that's going to be the search criteria. So we're going to do this to run this contest till mid-April. And whatnot. So good luck if you when you enter, and enter as many times as you want. Whatnot. So be sure to subscribe, hit that like button, share this video out, and follow me on all your social media platforms. Links will be down in the video description. Till then, see ya!